989-4100.
It's time for the Press Box with Brad and Ben.
It wasn't even like it was close. It was a landslide victory.
Game. Blouses.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I tell you, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. I mean, I mean, everybody's got to have something to talk about. Everybody's got to have something to write about. That's what makes the world go round. That's what makes it fun.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I think it's excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
And now, Brad Sinketh and Ben Milstead on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
KOE, the Press Box with Brad and Ben, has now had a mash of Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. We're trying to figure out what to call this today, whether it's outside the press box, out the box, press knows no bounds, something along those lines. But we are here at the Reserve for the Dabo Swinney Golf Outing, one of the best days of the year, not just because we get to play golf, but because we get to enjoy the scenery, it's amazing. Hopefully, William Quackenbush can paint a beautiful picture of what we're looking at right now here at the Reserve.
Not as beautiful a picture as what I'm looking at, but I can certainly tell you, as you look out, you see nothing but beauty, and then you turn and you see nothing but glorious nature.
Thank you,
and then
Quark.
You look straight ahead, and it's nothing but miraculous appearing trees that are just very well groomed. And also Ben Milstead's right in front of me, too. It really is like the best scene ever. I love coming here earlier than everybody else, because when people get in, especially like, I mean, we know this, sports writers are made of a certain ilk. They love the buffet. And so when you get a bunch of sports writers in an area, it blocks the view a lot. So to get here before all the sports writers, no offense, Brad, to get here before all the sports writers, it is just wonderful to look out and see the beauty of this just across the mountains. It's just it's unbelievable.
No offense taken. But no, you're right, though, and the cameras aren't here yet. You don't have, you get cameras everywhere you go now. You can't go without cameras. So it is nice to see the little croquet grounds over here in the putting green. This is
You know, it's classy when croquet is front and center. Like the first thing you go, like before you play golf, would you like a round of croquet? I don't even know what they call a game of croquet. Do they call it a round? A game
probably.
Of croquet?
There's probably a specific term for a game of croquet.
There's like a more spots fancy of croquet. Than that,
yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be something.
Kind of
like
a quiver with your bow and arrow.
Yeah, right? Quiver.
That was an out of bounds joke. I apologize.
Oh, no, we're
not in the press box.
We have a great show lined up today. We're going to have a ton of Clemson football coaches rolling through here, starting at about 9:40 with offensive line coach Robbie Caldwell. And it's just going to be a constant rotation. You know, Brent Venables, Brandon Streeter, Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott, Danny Pierman. I mean, the new guys, Todd Bates, Mickey Kahn, even Mike Reed. I think this is going to be a whole lot of fun. That's why we wanted to do this, the three of us, because we think it's going to be a little bit better to have three different voices asking questions as opposed to me just sitting here with one other coach, because I am joined by two highly, highly regarded professionals in this industry.
No, Ben Milstead and who else?
Two. I just see Ben.
This makes me feel like I just joined the Golden State Warriors. I feel like I'm Kevin Durant.
Oh, no. Oh, stop it. Come on.
Wait. Question. So you're KD.
I'm walking off right now.
You're KD. Kwok is Zaza Pachulia, and I'm Steph Curry. Is that?
Yeah.
Zaza. I'll take Zaza.
You could be Clay.
Zaza's a masher.
You could be Clay.
He'll hit you in the mouth. Yeah, let me be Clay.
He's more Draymond, really, isn't he?
Yeah, he is eccentric.
Yeah, there we go.
What? Are you serious?
There's a chance that he gets thrown out of this show today for some sort of technical foul or something, though.
I don't disagree with that.
So anyway, we're going to get started here with a lot of Clemson talk today. We are all three playing golf later this afternoon. We may have to try to set something up. Whoever gets whoever's team finishes the best, the two losers have to do something.
Oh,
man.
Yes.
Man. Oh,
yeah,
no.
We'll have to come up with that. We've still got some time.
Ben Milstead's got 3 hours to come up with something really awful that we could do.
You can tell who the confident one is because you said that, Brad, and moaned. Kwok moaned. Kelly goes, yeah.
Kelly used to play for the Reds. This is a true story. Kelly legitimately, emailed Tim Beret.
It's the oranges today. It's playing from the orange today.
Okay. I'm sorry, the orange. So, to me, I want someone play like I always call it the Whitey Jordan effect. Like Whitey's been out here playing for many, many years, a great golfer. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you get to a certain point in life experience, you get to play from the senior tees, no matter what. So if you get somebody that still plays pretty well and play from the seniors tees, or you get a woman to play from the ladies tees, that's what you want on your team.
Huge advantage.
I'm thinking, you know, my co-host is a female. Like this is great.
That is
this
correct.
Is set up perfectly for me. Kelly says, oh, no, I specifically emailed Tim Beret and asked us to be split up so that we could meet and greet more people. I'm thinking, I don't care beans about that. I just, I'm looking up there. I don't get a female presence. I don't get a senior tease presence. We all got to win this thing from the whites, and it's not going
to
happen.
The decision to split up was twofold. One, Deborah Jones, boss lady, said she wanted us to split up so we could schmooze separately,
which I think
is smart.
It makes sense.
And Brad as well. And secondly, we spend a lot of time together, and I think it's nice to be on the course and just see some other people, you know?
She's outrageous.
She's trying to say she wants 4 hours without you around, basically.
That's exactly what it is.
And thirdly, she's seen you play.
Thank you, Ben. Actually, yes. That's true.
The last time we played competitively, I think you won. But before that, I had a nice little run going, like two or three rounds.
Maybe it's just not good.
Don't look
at
me like
a
crazy person.
Maybe it's not good for Kelly's golf game to have you around.
I don't disagree with that at all.
Sometimes we have to spend some time apart. It is what it is.
All right, we got
a cast of 100 people.
Don't
bring your social media people
first.
Out here. Clemson's got 100 people doing social media.
Jeff Callen is in attendance. What a time to be alive.
They came in on a bus. It's like there's 42 of them just got off a bus.
I thought they came in on a drone. No.
Yeah, I bet they have a drone today. Do you have a drone today? They do have a drone.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yes, that's what's up.
Only at Clemson, people.
There will definitely be something on social media involving this golf outing from a drone very soon. That's going to be really cool and a lot of fun. And we actually get to play a little bit with Dabo Swinney today. He always plays a couple holes, so every group that comes through gets to hit with Dabo, and his shot counts in your group. So it turns out to be a lot of fun. And if you guys looked at who you're paired up with today?
I've got Zach Lentz and Bob Speer and let's see, what about Mike Reed, Coach Reed. I played with Coach Reed before. Coach Reed's good people on the golf course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's good company.
He's a lot of fun.
Hits it really well, yeah.
Yeah, and I know I've got Coach Brandon Streeter, so we'll have a quarterback coach to quarterback us to a victory today.
Boy,
those guys
right.
are always good.
They're good. They're really good.
The hand-eye coordination.
You know what, though? Kelly didn't take a picture of the other side. Tim Beret sets the teams up. I swear to you, there's never been a better team than Tim put together for himself. I saw the list of players, and it is like a nightmare. There's no chance that anybody else has.
I have to agree. The second I saw Tim Beret's team, I thought, winner.
I can't remember who it is.
Al Adams is on that team.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're in trouble.
Tim is very fair to the media in almost all walks of life, except for this golf tournament, in which he just takes the gloves off and it's like, you know what? It's my decision. What I say goes.
He plays the Hall of Fame card in that one.
And I don't blame him.
Well, this year's a little bit different because he actually asked for our handicaps, which really no one wants to tell what their handicap is. But I think he was trying to balance it.
Paul gave him a range.
I don't play enough golf or score low enough to even, like, remotely calculate my handicap. I'm like, well, I've never done this. So I went on my trusty golf app, and I'm like, I'm gonna figure out my handicap. So I actually gave him the I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's pretty high.
Well, what's the range? Is it between four or five numbers, seven, eight?
Oh, like 15 numbers.
The range.
It could be 25, could be 40.
The range is somewhere between Tiger Woods and my one-year-old niece.
Is the handicap higher or lower than your age?
It's higher than my age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Good luck to your team, Paul.
Right?
The best.
Right.
No, I get Eric Boynton today. Eric's a known golfer.
Eric can play. I played with Eric before.
So I'm looking forward to that. Maybe we got a chance. I don't know how good Coach Streeter is. I have not played with him.
He's pretty good.
Is he?
He's a good athlete. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we've certainly got a chance. I'd like to make a run at it. But you've got a ringer on your team with Zach Lentz. There's no question about
that. He bombs it. I played with him before out here. He bombs it. I have never played with – I played with Coach Reed. Coach Reed's good at the short game, like 100 or so yards and in. Mm-hmm. Really, really good there. Getting on the green and putting the ball in. I don't know Bob Speer. You're telling me he's a legend, and the more you talk about him, the more I recognize the name. I don't know that I've ever met him.
Forever and ever and ever. He's he was a sports editor, I think, there. He was a columnist. He's worked for the state. He's retired now, but he was there a really long time. How about the name? Kelly, why don't you read that for us on Kwok's team? What is that under?
Kwok's team includes a player named Willie Quackenbush.
Yeah.
Now,
Willie.
Not sure if this is someone else, maybe an alias. I don't know, maybe your golf name that you go with. But we'll go through the team. So Kwok's team is Mike Reed, Zach Lentz, Willie Quackenbush, and Bob Speer.
Can I just say what that is? When I started working for Tim Bray, he coined the nickname Willie Q. So the only people that call me Willie Q in this world are people that know me from when I was a student working in the sports information office. Tim, and then there are a handful of other people in there.
And now a whole bunch of people on social media will start calling you Willie
Q. That's correct. Willie Q.
We would encourage you to do so.
And my name is by far the longest one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I figured it was a character limit.
Right.
It's a
character issue.
Oh, yeah.
So Brad's squad will be Brandon Streeter, Brad Sinkoff, Eric Boynton, and Scott Morris. You happy about that squad?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Scott is the president of JMI, who is the new rights holder for Clemson. Great people. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say Scott is a very good golfer.
He seems like a good – the first time I met him, I said, I bet he enjoys these.
Yes, because I know some of his friends that are very good golfers, and he just has that look.
He does.
So.
Well, good.
And I'm happy about my team. I have Coach Jeff Scott, Todd Summers, Jimmy Watt, and myself.
That's going to be a really fun team. I played with Coach Scott last year. Jeff Scott, that is. He's a lot of fun to play with. I think your team, you may not win it, but you're going to have a whole lot of fun playing.
That'll be great. And Roy Philpott's here, actually. He's going to be making an appearance. He'll be playing with Danny Pierman and that group, too. So
nice.
Roy will be out here.
Let me ask the three of you guys this. You're going to be doing conducting interviews for the next 3 hours. Is there anything at all that you want to come – you want an answer to today? Anything at all that you're saying – I want an answer to this before I leave. Anything.
I want to know, the answer I want to know is how good is Kelly Bryant really? Like how firm is it? But I feel like that's something we're going to get a response but not an answer, if that makes
Correct.
Sense. The thing that I think most likely we'll hear about is what's going on in the defensive secondary. Because when you lose guys like Mackenzie Alexander and Cordray Tangersley back-to-back years. Mm-hmm. It feels like a talent drain at corner, and there's just a lot of uncertainty there. I want to hear from Coach Reed. We might get a little chatty on the golf course about this. I want to know who some of the rising stars are, because honestly, when you say Ryan Carter's name, I feel like a lot of people are going, eh. But then you throw Trayvon Mullen, people are like, okay, maybe. You throw out some of the A.J. Terrell, okay, maybe. So I want to know where some of those guys are in relation to the defensive backfield, because we know that first level is going to be good. We're excited about the second level. That third level of the defense, though, there are some questions with Van Smith and now maybe Tanner Muse. I think that's the one that we might most realistically get a good answer for today.
Yeah, I think one of the things I come here for is I want to find out about the guys we haven't seen,
mm-hmm.
that nobody's seen. A lot of these players who come in, summer one, summer two. They're going through workouts. Now, the coaches can't work out with them, but they get reports from the strength and conditioning coaches, from the players who are, you know, running seven-on-sevens and that kind of thing. I want to know about guys like T. Higgins. How fast is he? What does he look like when he's running? You know, what are they being told about how prepared and ready an Amari Rodgers is to come in and play right away? Those two receivers especially are guys I want to talk to Coach Jeff Scott about.
And in that vein, I think something I'm interested in, we know the big names, you know, your Dexter Lawrences, your Christian Wilkins, guys like that, Deion Kane. But the depth piece is what I'm interested in, because we know you have those four guys on your defensive line, but they can't play every snap. So how's the depth in the trenches, which we talked about yesterday? The trenches are what's going to keep Clemson in this when it comes to the ACC competition. When you lose skill guys, can you keep up your dominance in the trenches? And then, like you said, Brad, just the names that we know but don't really know yet, I want to hear more about those guys.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the bigger question. Like, look, like Qualk said, we're not going to get a whole lot on the quarterback situation because, you know, they haven't even gotten back out in practice since spring. But we can at least figure out, you know, who's done well. I want to know if Hunter Johnson has taken a big step forward throughout the summer. So those are a lot of questions. Some we won't get answers, like running back. You know, we're not going to know a whole lot. But as we go throughout the day, we're going to be able to speak with every one of these coaches and pick their brains a little bit, kind of break down the depth chart, get an idea of what they're thinking. So big, big show today. Please don't go anywhere. WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We've got you covered today, all day from the reserve at Lake Kiwi. We'll be right back.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
In life, finding quality in anything can sometimes be difficult. Custom Collision would like for you to know that there are still a few places out there where quality matters. You can rest assured that at Custom Collision, not only will you be impressed with the quality of the finished product, but you will experience the quality of service that is unmatched. From taking care of your rental to handling the insurance, Custom Collision is there for you. Custom Collision, when quality counts. 231-6900. Or online at CustomCollisionInc.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Mickey here for Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Summer is here, the grills are fired up, but is your house ready for guests? Zero Res has you covered. By using empowered water with no toxic chemicals or odors, you can rest assured that your guests will be impressed with a clean home like no other, and no residue. Mention Mickey Plowler and get three rooms for $129 and get your hallway for free. 558-7300, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and ask about our air duct specials.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
The Press Box with Brad and Ben on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Listen, I'm running this show, and you got to take my advice. I know what I'm doing.
And now, Brad Sinketh and Ben Milstead.
Welcome back to the Reserve at Lake Kiwi, 105.5 The Roar. We are enjoying a beautiful morning out here. It's just one of the nicest places that you'll find in this area. Beautiful mountains around us. Before we get to more of depth chart type stuff, I wanted to talk about Christian Wilkins got named. Breaking news, got named to a watch list.
Great.
Yes.
who didn't get named to a watch? Can we list off the players that didn't?
Well, this one I think is actually interesting because it's the Paul Hornung Award watch list, which goes to the best all-purpose player in college football. So they're considering Christian Wilkins an all-purpose player, meaning he can play offense, defense, special teams, more than just one thing. And I think that's pretty fitting because we've seen Christian Wilkins not only block on the offensive side of the ball, he caught a touchdown last year. We saw him on special teams, of course, in the big bowl game against Oklahoma at the Orange Bowl. He caught a pass on a fake punt. And he carried the ball last year on a fake punt. So he's that versatile kind of player, and we know what he can do on the defensive line, certainly. So for him to be named to this list, I think, is interesting because there's only 10 defensive players on this list, and he is one of them.
I'm very intrigued just from this standpoint. There's nothing I hate more in this life than saying anything positive about the Patriots or any player associated with them. But he could essentially be like the Mike Vrabel of Clemson, where he could have like four or five touchdowns this year. I think about it. You don't have like a go-to weapon offensively for touchdowns in the red zone other than Hunter Renfrow, because the tight end position, you don't really know how that's going to work out. And you've got maybe Deion Kane for big plays, and you've got some other guys that are developing. But, you know, second and goal from the three, you want to do something crazy, play action, dump it off to him, score a touchdown. It's not outside the realm of possibility to think this guy could have multiple touchdowns this year.
That's a question I have, is how much will Christian Wilkins be used outside of the front four? And I think it's going to be interesting to watch because we did see his role evolve a bit more in his sophomore season. Now, will he be used kind of in that jumbo package and stuff like that? I think we're pretty sure about that. But, I mean, will they really use him in those special team situations and maybe even running some routes? I mean, time will tell, but he has shown his ability to do that.
Well, that's interesting, Qual, that you bring that up, and kind of a J.J. Watt role. You know, Watt did that a couple years ago where he was kind of their de facto fullback slash tight end in certain sets. And I think it's interesting, too, because, you know, Clemson has depth on the defensive line. So it's not like Wilkins has to be out there every single play. And maybe because of that depth, especially defensive tackle, we've got guys like Albert Huggins and Jabril Robinson who can step in and play some. That allows them to at least think about using Wilkins in some other roles.
I would agree with that. I mean, it does feel like, especially given that this is probably going to be his final year, we would imagine. We don't want to put words in his mouth, but this feels like the precursor to an NFL draft run here very shortly. I believe they're going to try to get the most out of him, and to not necessarily for scouts to see that a 295-pound guy can catch the ball, because that's probably not going to be something the NFL, that people are going to draft him on. But just to kind of get the most out of him and to maximize their ability to help the team win through him, I think is, I just think that the possibilities are endless for how to do that. And we have seen it time and time again with catching a pass, like you talked about, running the ball. He caught a touchdown out of an offensive formation, not just on special teams, blocking as a lead blocker in that jumbo package. I believe there's all kinds of things they can do with him. And that's why the media, the ACC, already finished with like 7 votes for player of the year in a league that has DeAndre Francois and Lamar Jackson coming back. I think he finished 4th. Is that right?
He
was 3rd.
He had 11 votes.
So, I mean, you're talking about 2 quarterbacks and then a defensive tackle for player of the year is your 3rd choice over a guy like Jalen Samuels, who's going to have a monster year, or maybe another quarterback or running back or somebody like that. I just feel like that's a lot of respect that you know, it goes beyond Clemson. It's out to the rest of the ACC.
Well, it is, and I said this on yesterday's show, that I really believe he's the face of Clemson football right now. When people think Clemson, you know, there's no Deshaun Watson and Wayne Gallman and Mike Williams and Jordan Leggett. So you look to the other side of the ball, who do you know? You know who Christian Wilkins is. And, you know, this is a guy who, you know, we only saw him sparingly as a true freshman. It's not like he played every snap or was even in really a heavy rotation. Last year, he just comes onto the scene at defensive end, which was a position no one knew if he could play it consistently, and he did. He set a hard edge. He got to the quarterback. He did a little bit of everything that Clemson needed him to do, and he's so versatile. I think that's the appeal, and that's why people understand who he is, because they see that versatility, and he's one of those, you know, freaks of college football.
It's kind of fun, too, because he's almost the anti-Deshaun in a way where Deshaun was very, for lack of a better word, I would say calculated. I mean, poised. You know, he was the face in that he was the guy who's going to give you a great answer, and his cool was never going to change.
His emotions are always controlled.
Yes. And Christian Wilkins kind of different. I mean, he dropped into a split after Clemson won the national championship. So it is kind of fun to see the difference. And maybe I think Deshaun's personality and the way he acted came to define those teams, these past few teams. And maybe with Christian Wilkins, we'll see a team that's a little more loose. I mean, maybe a little less to lose because, you know, you're a defending national champ. The expectations aren't too high. And I think you could see his personality come to define this team, which could be for a fun year in 2017.
Absolutely. And we're still a day away from the release of the preseason All-ACC team. I feel pretty confident saying I think Christian Wilkins is a lock to make that team. He got 11 votes for player of the year, so you got to think he's going to make that team. Are there any other locks that you see being on the preseason All-ACC team when it's released tomorrow?
You know, I think that maybe Mitch Hyatt is one. I think Tyrone Crowder, anybody that goes to the ACC football kickoff. I mean, you know this, like whoever's right in front of you. Like there were a couple times where even guys that we didn't talk to, like the guy from BC, the center, like you don't see any of the other ones. You're not impressed by him. So
Baker,
you just vote for the guy that's right there in front of you. You know what I mean? So from that standpoint, Crowder's a returning guy that was on it. He's going to go back. I think both of them are locks. I would say Wilkins is a lock. I'm interested to see how they treat Dexter Lawrence, because that's a conversation that we've had. I'm a sucker for versatility. My fantasy baseball roster is filled with guys who play like 3 positions. I love versatility. So, to me, that's Christian Wilkins, number one on that list. But in terms of a freak, in terms of physical specimen, in terms of dominance, in terms of all these things, it feels like the national perspective, the national narrative is centering on Dexter Lawrence as that guy. So maybe they vote both Clemson tackles in there on the All-ACC, unless you put, like, Derek Nnadi from Florida State or somebody like that. To me, Lawrence, I think he has a really good chance to be on there as sort of that second-tier guy that may get some votes behind Wilkins. And then other than that, I don't see anybody in the secondary, or maybe Greg Hugel.
I was going to say, I think Hugel will be on there if we're really talking about
maybe
the kicking situation.
Kickers are tough because everybody likes the kicker they cover.
Yeah.
Right?
You know? And that's the thing. To pull back the curtain a little bit, when you're talking about ACC media, a lot of times when people fill out these teams, they're going to look at who they know. You know, first of all, who do you recognize? What are the names you know? And, you know, then you go from there. And sometimes you'll get the gaudy stats. Who puts up the gaudy stats? A guy like Micah Kizer from Virginia, the linebacker, led the league in tackles last year. You got to think he's going to be on the list just because people look at the stats and see his name.
Right.
And so everybody's a little bit different how they pick these teams. And if it's teams you don't cover, you're going to go with the people you know. How many people know Dexter Lawrence and how good he really is? Obviously, we do. Following him and covering him, but from a different standpoint, if you're a Florida State guy, you cover them, Derek Nottie's a senior. You've seen him for 3 years. Like, you know how good he can be and how good he is in his production level, and you may not feel that way yet about a Dexter Lawrence because you just haven't seen enough of it.
I think the team, like the divisions and who's going to win the championship, to me is a more credible conversation than the All-ACC teams.
Absolutely.
Just simply because you feel like, all right, if a guy was on it last year, he's not going to get worse. Well, we know guys do get worse, but there's no way to know that. I mean, there are things that I do when I'm voting that would – they probably seem stupid. Like, for instance, if I'm voting Clemson in the Atlantic Division, some of the local knowledge that you have to kind of put that to the side because there are local knowledge about all these teams that if you're not careful, it can sway you for or against that I don't know about. I may be looking at, let's say, Louisville's receiver depth chart and going, well, you know, they lost James Quick and they lost whoever and whoever. Well, these guys may be studs. And you may not know that unless you talk to Bobby Petrino like yesterday, you know. I know some things about Clemson's personnel that I feel are pretty good. But as I'm a voter, I'm also thinking that there are 13 other schools that know things about players that are pretty good that I don't know about. So you kind of have to put that stuff outside of your mind. These all-ACC teams, to me, it is just a reflection of last year and hype. That's all it is. What did you do last year? What's the hype surrounding you? It has nothing to do with projections or, like, inside knowledge. I just don't put a whole lot of stock into them.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and do a study at how many of the guys who are on the preseason make the postseason team. And I think that kind of leads us into this thought. Who probably won't be on Clemson on the all preseason team that will end up possibly on the postseason team?
You know, that's an interesting question. I'm interested to hear Kelly's thoughts on this because we may be tracking on the same, just sort of on the same wavelength. I think I agree with Walt on this. I think Cleveland Farrell is going to have a monster year. People say, and I heard Walt say this yesterday, you can hear him from 3 to 7 a day here on WCCP. I believe that Clemson could potentially have 4 first-round draft picks on their defensive line because I think Austin Bryant could be incredibly productive, especially if Farrell leaves after the season, goes pro, he has a monster year, and Bryant's still got a year remaining. If he comes back and has a monster year as the guy, the pass rusher, I think that's incredible. Kendall Joseph. People say a lot of great stuff about Kendall Joseph. Last year, he actually had more tackles than Ben Bulware. Bulware got the hype, and for obvious reasons, it was an exceptional player and a great leader. I believe Joseph is going to step up into that role. Linebacker is deep in the ACC this year. I mean, just the two guys, Matua Puaka from Virginia Tech and Kaiser. I mean, to me, those are two really, really, really good players. I feel like Joseph is a guy, and Shaq Quarterman got an ACC
Edmonds
Player of the Year vote.
From Virginia Tech.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a loaded position, but Joseph is going to rack up like 140 tackles. He's going to be the guy at the top of the heat this year for a Clemson linebacking corps that historically gets a lot of publicity. He's going to be on national TV a lot. Don't be shocked if Joseph doesn't weasel in there. And then Deion Cain. I have said before, I'm not the biggest fan of Deion Cain because I don't know that I can trust him. I'm not sure about that. To me, if he plays the way that he's capable of playing, he can get into this all-ACC team as well because if you're averaging 20 yards a catch and you got a touchdown a game, that's pretty doggone good.
Deion Cain is one I think that you could possibly see on a postseason team. Kendall Joseph, to me, is a lock. I think he's going to make a postseason team. Probably won't be on a preseason team just because, you know, you're leaving – or Clemson right now, it was Ben Bulware, right? And so you might not know the Kendall Joseph name, but I think you will at the end of the year. For me, one that no one's really talking about, and this could be interesting, a slot receiver for Clemson. I don't know who it is. I don't know which name it will be, but a receiver either, a Ray McLeod, a Hunter Renfro, maybe an Amari Rogers, some slot receiver that's going to get a lot of touches, I think, because you're going to have screen passes. You're going to have some easy throws to kind of ease whatever quarterback it is into a game. I think a slot receiver could get on there for Clemson. I'm just not sure who. And I don't feel comfortable saying who, but I do think there's so much talent at receiver. I don't know if it's necessarily Deion Cain. It could be someone else, another guy in that regard. And we do want to tell you this segment here at The Reserve is brought to you by the Surgery Center at Pelham, offering a lower cost option to avoid a stay in the hospital and the capability to go home the same day. Surgery Center at Pelham for athletes and active people online at newkneereplacement.com. I have that website bookmarked, looking to get that knee replacement soon. But make sure you go see them, Surgery Center at Pelham.
Well, Qualk and Kelly took a lot of the names that I was going to talk about.
Do you have any left?
well, not really. Actually, we'll expound upon that probably a little bit later in the show. Right now, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have Clemson offensive line coach Robbie Caldwell join us live on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You're listening to The Press Box and Out of Bounds at the exact same time. We'll be right back.
In life, finding quality in anything can sometimes be difficult. Custom Collision would like for you to know that there are still a few places out there where quality matters. You can rest assured that at Custom Collision, not only will you be impressed with the quality of the finished product, but you will experience the quality of service that is unmatched. From taking care of your rental to handling the insurance, Custom Collision is there for you. Custom Collision, when quality counts. 231-6900 or online at customcollisioninc.com.
Life insurance. You know you need it, but do you have enough? 85% of U.S. consumers agree they need it, but only 44% of United States households have individual life insurance, an all-time low. When asked why they didn't have life insurance, many said, "Nobody asked me about it." Well, make no mistake, I'm asking you today. Maybe it's because the process can be difficult. Maybe it's because the process can be frustrating. But as an independent insurance broker, we have all the best plans and rates. Life insurance is not for the people who die. It's for the people who live. Life insurance helps us protect what matters most, our family. Call us today to get a free quote, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make life insurance easier.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
The Press Box with Brad and Ben.
BYOG, bring your own guts!
On WCCB 105.5 The Roar. And now, Brad Sinketh and Ben Milstead.
And this hour of the program, live from the Reserve at Lake Kiwi, is brought to you by Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. It's a premier family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I feel like those are Robbie Caldwell's life virtues. That's what they're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles with competitive pricing cars, trucks, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, new pre-owned, whatever it is, you name it, they've got it. Trust Big O to deliver your next vehicle today. Check them out in Greenville under the big American flag on the motor mile or visit BigOdodge.com.
We are now joined by the offensive line coach at Clemson, Robbie Caldwell. This is a different Robbie Caldwell now. This is a Robbie Caldwell who is, now has a championship ring. So before we get into this year's squad and your offensive line, your depth chart type stuff, take us back to last year. You're standing on the sideline. You hear the play. You know, you see Deshaun Watson get everybody lined up. You see Hunter Renfro split out there. What are you? What's going through your mind? What are you thinking before that ball was snapped?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you. I tell you what, I did tell. I told mine on the sideline. I said, "Hey, boys, just want to be the first to congratulate you." And they looked at me and what? I said, "On being national champs." I said, "We fixing to win this thing." You know, the rest is history. I did tell him, I apologized to him at the end that I lied to him. I said, we're going to drive the ball down there and run all the time off and win this game. But we left 1 second on the clock. So I did have to apologize for lying to him. And of course, I bet him that I'd get a national championship tattoo. And I still got to do that. I haven't done that yet. So.
I don't think anybody who promised they get a national championship tattoo has done that. We know Roy still hasn't. Zach Orr is doing a great job on the board, but they still hadn't, so you're not alone.
Well, they asked me at the beginning of the season, Coach, if we win it all, you get a tattoo? Yeah, man, I get one. So, you know, you just go on about your business, and, man, they hadn't forgotten it. That's the last words of Jay Guillermo when he left. So, y'all make sure he gets his tattoo now. So, Lord.
Well, Coach, how has life been different for you since that national championship? Have you been recognized a little more when you go on the recruiting trail? What's it been like?
Well, I'm kind of a behind the scenes guy. Everybody says, you retired, didn't you? I said, no, that's Coach Brooks. So that's how little I'm known, but, it's pretty neat. But, you know, for about a month, it's just unbelievable. And then it's all back to reality. You know, I tell them everybody's all wonderful to you. You get that first loss and then, oh Lord, it'll be all over again. But, no, it's been so much fun. Well, being at Clemson in general, it's just been so much fun. I was thinking coming up here today, which, by the way, I see now, on the way in, I was listening to y'all. It was unbelievable, but not one mention of an offensive lineman. We're going to talk about this or we're going to talk about that. And so looking at you, I know you ain't none of you fat, so you don't know nothing about offensive linemen. But anyway, I thought that was good. But I was telling some while ago, you know, 6 years ago when I walked in the door, I told the Clemson people right here, I said, I'm not sure they know what they have in Dabo Swinney. And Coach Swinney is a remarkable man, put together a great program, great staff, great kids, you know, what it's all about. And it's just been a joy to being involved in.
Now, you guys do return a bunch from last year. You're replacing the center. In an offense like this, how difficult is it to change that one spot, even if you've got everybody else?
It's very, very difficult because everything's, you know, shotgun snap. And being able to do that, direct traffic and hear the sound or whatever snap count we're going to use, it's very difficult. And it's hard to play multiple players during the season, so they don't get the experience they need. You know, we're surely going to miss Jay Guillermo, not only from being a great football player, but being a great person, great leader. You know, Jay was fun to be around. He entertained the troops. You know, he's a lot like myself, likes to have a good time. And Justin Falsinelli, who I got lots of confidence, Gage, Cervenka, you know, got so many, Zach Giella, that can play the position, but they didn't get the experience maybe that other positions got, the other backups, because it's hard to change a snapper. You know, and the quarterback doesn't like it either. So.
Coach, the year before you lose Eric McLean, kind of your leader on the line. This year, like you said, you lose Jay Guillermo. Who do you think is going to step up to kind of fill that leadership role for you on the line?
Well, that's a great question. They all been chipping in pretty good. Justin's done a good job in the summer workouts. Tyrone Crowder speaking a little more, you know, sending him up to media days. Really,
he did a great job.
Really broke him in. That's what everybody's told me. Coach Sweeney said he'd been very proud. He told a group yesterday, he said the O-line be proud of But he told me afterwards, he said, that's not my cup of tea. Now, Christian, he likes that, but he said, I don't like that kind of stuff. So, but he doesn't like to talk much, but he's stepping up more. So Mitch Hyde, of course, with the experience he's got, but again, he's a quiet person, but he will lead by actions. And so that's pretty neat. But all of them's chipping in. So you'd be proud of the freshmen. They're really coming along.
One of the players that I feel like I heard about a lot over the spring was John Simpson, a guy who was pretty highly recruited, one of the better players in the state a few years ago. Is he sort of rounding into now the player that you want him to be? How much playing time do you think this is a guy who will get this
year? Well, a great deal. You know, he played last year as a true freshman, and of course, obviously there's a learning curve, but he's more at home, more at ease. You know, he's a little more jovial. He's going to be one that's going to be a great leader. You know, he'll talk, and he likes to have fun, and got to be in calculus. So, man, he's fired up. And it was pretty neat. But to see him mature through this process has been a lot of fun.
Coach, I wonder about this with Wayne Gallman having moved on, particularly in the run game. I mean, there's a familiarity level there, right, with knowing a guy's going to hit the hole or whatnot, and being able to pave the way for a guy in a certain way. How has that transition been where there's a bunch of guys sort of vying for time and some have experience, some don't? What's that like as a coach trying to get guys to buy in there?
Well, you know, you're going to miss Wayne. Wayne's a great character on the field. I used to love to pick at him and have fun. But these younger guys have really stepped up, and I've been impressed. They had a great spring. And, of course, Coach Elliott does a great job with them. But I think people will be surprised. I really do. They're fitting in well. They got great hands. They can run and catch, and they block well. So that's impressive to me.
Coach, I have to ask, this year with the defensive line that this team has returning, has there ever been a better group to go against in practice?
Well, since I've been here, that's been a pretty good group over here. It makes you our competition is really good. I mean, and you know, they start stunning from day one, mm-hmm. so you don't really have a chance to get your feet on the ground. We have to learn by trial and error sometime, but it is really a good group that, you know, banging heads with them every day, you have to get better.
We asked Crowder at ACC Kickoff who's the toughest to block, and he said Dexter Lawrence without any hesitation. Would you agree with that?
Well, he's a man mountain, that's for sure. You know, he's such a nice guy. You know, I don't know what he would do if he got mad. It would be dangerous, be lethal, sure enough. But he's quite a load.
Piggybacking off that a little bit, this is a league with a lot of good defensive lines. How much does what you see in practice area going to prepare you for teams like NC State and Florida State that have multiple guys who are similar to some of the guys you're going against?
Well, that's a great question, because in my past, a lot of times, this individual, that individual, you trying to learn where or to design where you could get help from. A lot of times now it doesn't come up because of what we face in practice, you know, every day. And of course, the competition just makes you better. So what we compete against, there's still great ones out there that, you know, you got to be leery of. But these guys get a lot of work at that in practice every week. So we get a lot better.
One thing I've wondered about this offseason is when you lose guys, particularly defensive line coaching like Dan Brooks, Marion Hobby, and you're bringing in some new faces with Mickey Conn and Todd Bates, what's the staff dynamic now? Has there been any change in the personality makeup of the staff from your perspective?
Well, those two you just mentioned, that's a lot of years of experience, particularly Coach Brooks. You know, that's my workout partner every morning, so I miss that. He's up. You know, when you get our age, you get up to crack a dawn because you want to see the sun come up. You're not sure, but it was a lot of fun. But and Marion Hobby, you know, just the experience and the what he's done and where he's been around. And but Coach Bates and Coach Conn have really fit in well. And, you know, I think the players are enjoying it. Obviously, they miss the previous two. And you know, but life moves on. And it's kind of like my wife said this morning. She said, football goes on without you or not. It don't matter. So she's kind of right. So.
Well, one guy I wanted to circle back to, Mitch Hyatt. How do you characterize his season last year, and what does he need to do to get even better? Because we know he's a good left tackle, but I'm sure there's some parts of his game you want to see improve.
Well, there is. You know, Mitch has done so well for us from day one. You kind of, you know, if he has a slip-up, everybody's like, oh, my goodness, what's wrong with Mitch? Well, geez, that boy's played in two national championship games. True freshman, true sophomore. It's just been unbelievable. But, you know, getting bigger, a little bulkier, strength, all those things. He's probably bigger now. Well, not probably. He is bigger now through the weight room than he's ever been, and may have run his fastest time the other week. So that tells you how he's working and how good our strength program is. Coach Batson and his crew just do an unbelievable job. But yes, there's things you got to, your hands, you know, mastering that is very, very, you would never master it, but you work to, and the footwork. But, you know, Mitch is one of those that hangs on every word. And my guys always say, well, you don't ever fuss at Mitch. I said, well, I don't have to. You know, he tries to do what I ask him to do. Is he perfect? No. But he tries to do it full speed. And, you know, what can you say to that? If you get beat, well, you try to show him what he did wrong and move on. And so they're learning from that. That's the example I'm telling you about. So I don't have to scream and yell so much. But
is he also one of those guys you're not going to have to worry about him looking ahead to what possibly could be concerning the NFL draft or whatever? Is he focused on this season alone?
I think so, because I've tried to talk to him about it, and, you know, it's not something really he wants to talk about. Obvious, you know, everybody brings it up, but, you know, sometimes for offensive linemen, it's a good thing, but if there's any doubt, leaving early is pretty difficult for an offensive lineman.
Coach, talking about the other side of your line now, Sean Pollard last year, really impressive to step in as a freshman and compete the way he did. I know you're looking for a big season from him this year as well.
Well, we are. He and Tremaine Ankrum, have really done a great job. Sean, what did he start, 7 or 8 games last year to finish out the season for? So, you know, obviously, those freshmen, when they step in and do that, I've done it before. When I say that, as playing freshmen, but it's not something you really want to have to do, but if they earn it. But, you know, those guys came in here ready to play. That was a goal of Sean's, was to play as a freshman, and because I recruited him directly, and, you know, he wanted to do that, and it was important to him. So that's what it has to be. You know, they got to learn a learning to do mentally. And, you know, he'll never forget going the wrong way on 4th-and-1 against Georgia Tech. But I try to make sure of that. But, you know, that's tough. He's a true freshman in that setting. So those things are going to happen sometime.
I got to ask you about this. You're an inspiration to me, because I'm all about, like, working and going hard. And I'm learning how to rest well. You rest so well in the off season. You just love, like, fishing. How was the off season for you? Just getting away.
Well, I talk a good game about fishing and hunting. I never really get to do it much anymore. But, you know, the way I relax is weed eating, trimming trees, mending fences. You know, I like being away from a phone. That's how I relax, get out there. I love to sweat. And, you know, I do that very well.
Well, this is obviously a volatile position, a violent position. How do you feel about your depth if one of these starters goes down this year? Because you've built up a lot more depth than you even had probably 3 years ago.
Well, I'm very confident in every one of our guys, and that's where it starts. And they got to give you that confidence. You know, they got to show it in practice. And that's my motto to them in our room, is that if you want to play, you better do it on the practice field, because we're not going to test you on Saturday and see if you can do it. That's not a time to do it, because we got too many great fans, too many teammates we're responsible for. You got to pay your dues if you want to get out there. So we have a simple rule, the best 5 play. And if you need to move positions, you may not want to. That's okay. That's your choice. But I've never seen one that would prefer second team over starting. So, you know, we try to teach them multiple positions. Everybody in our group can play several positions, and it's tough on the freshmen sometimes, and I don't start them off too fast. I see how they can. Blake Vincent, for example, has been in here one semester, and he can play right or left tackle, and he's coming along because he's starting to feel like an old man a little bit. He told Matt and Bockhorst and Noah DeHaan that he remembered when he was a first-term freshman. So he's acting like he's an experienced guy. It's pretty neat.
Coach Caldwell, thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure.
Busy day today. Enjoy sweating out here today. It's going to get kind of hot, so you'll be right in your comfort zone.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks so much. Robbie Caldwell, offensive line coach for Clemson. That interview is brought to you by Hycon Transportation. If you're a CDL driver looking for a proven company to work for, Hycon Transportation is looking for you. They're family-owned. In the last 24 months, they've experienced tremendous growth. And so they need quality drivers right now. They're round-trip dedicated, local overnight stays, 40 cents per mile, earn monthly bonuses, much more. They've got a 100% track record with some highly reputable and recognizable companies. One of them rhymes with Schmamazon. They do great work for them. Hycon Transportation is a safe bet for your career. Email your qualifications to recruiting@hycontransport.com. That's recruiting@hycontransport.com or call them 864-540-8194.
All right, that's going to do it. Wrap up the first hour of the, I don't know what we're calling this show. We still have to come up with a name. Out of the box.
I like Out of the Box.
It feels like Disney Channel may have had that copyrighted already. It does. It feels like it. We're excited, though. A lot of good interviews coming your way as we continue. An hour or two live from the Reserve at Lake Kiwi.